The COVID-19 pandemic continues to strongly affect China's tourism industry. As a result, provinces are cutting prices for travel. They are offering tax reductions and even asking local people to help save an industry that provides millions of people with jobs. Official data shows that the drop in tourism has continued this year because of additional COVID-related restrictions on travel. New lockdowns and mass testing also appear to be playing a part. The southern provinces of Yunnan and Hainan are especially struggling. They depend on tourism earnings to grow their economies. Northern parts of the country that have a shorter season of warm weather are also hurting. The tourism situation has become more severe in recent months as the Omicron version of the virus has spread. Tourism made up over 11% of China's gross domestic product in 2019 and supported nearly 80 million jobs. Tian Yun is a former economist at the State Economic Planning Agency. Tian expected inter-province trips to increase during the 3-day Dragon Boat Festival holiday in early June. But, Tian said, if inter-province trips are banned during the Dragon Boat Festival, this year's tourism will be in chaos. A continued lack of tourism may remove at least 0.5 percentage points from China's 2022 economic growth, Tian said. The government expects the economy to grow by 5.5% this year. Cancellations and cuts in air travel are among the reasons people are not traveling. The number of weekly flights inside China is about 35,000. That is the lowest number since the year 2000. Official data shows that tourists from other parts of the country made up 5% of visitors at popular places across China during the recent holiday honoring ancestors. Hohhot is the capital of the northern Chinese area of Inner Mongolia. It is known for its grasslands. During the recent holiday, the number of tourist trips there fell by half. Earnings from tourism fell 53.5% compared to a year earlier. The southern island province of Hainan, called China's Hawaii, also had decreased gains from tourism. The number of tourist trips to Sanya, a beach area in Hainan, dropped 99% during the holiday, official numbers showed. Local visitors helped lift the number of tourist trips to Ningxia, a poor area dependent on tourism in northwest China. Ningxia has provided its local population with passes to more than 60 scenic areas for $31. That is a huge price drop compared to normal costs. Even with higher visitor numbers during the recent 3-day holiday, earnings sank 16.3% compared to 1 year earlier. Gu Xuebo is a Ningxia driver and guide. He told Reuters reporters that locals use their own cars and can drive to scenic spots on their own. He added that there is also no demand for hotel rooms among local visitors. Gu said his 14-seat vehicle has mostly remained unused since August. This year, Gu has had just 2 clients. Several drivers who had worked with me for 6-7 years have all switched to other jobs, said Gu. Bookings at Desert Star Hotel in Ningxia's Shaputo Scenic Area are down 70% from a year earlier. Tourists from other provinces cannot come here, so we have to rely on local tourists, said a hotel worker named Zhang. It's better than having no one. I'm Ashley Thompson.